Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is Dr. Peter Della Santina from Knox Presbyterian Church in Minneapolis.
Kind of a mouthfuler. Thank you. On this National Day of Prayer, let us bow with millions of Americans. Let us pray. God of compassion, console us with the strength of your Spirit as we mourn the sudden death of Sergeant Joseph Bergeron in the line of duty. Comfort his wife, Gail, his daughters, his fellow officers, and their close-knit community. Heal and speed the recovery of Officer David Longben. We are forever grateful for their heroic sacrifice to protect and serve. In our grief and confusion, help us to find peace in the knowledge of your mercy and guide us into the assurance of your love and justice. Our thoughts and prayers are also for all of the men and women in uniform serving our state, our nation, and in Iraq and Afghanistan, who put their lives at risk each and every day for our safety and freedoms. Eternal God, help the members of this body to fulfill their duties to you, to each other, and to our fellow citizens. Lead our lawmakers and government leaders. May they be faithful stewards of the abilities you have given them. Carry their heavy burdens and deepen their joy as servants of your purposes. Preserve them from selfishness and empower them to walk in the light of your truth. May they receive strength from your promises, wisdom from your precepts, and courage from your providence. Be their abiding reality as you lead them into paths of service and sacrifice. I pray in the name of him who is the truth and life in my Redeemer's name. Amen.
Thank you. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fischbach, Folby, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Perry, Pogemiller, Pretner, Solon, Ress, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
Quorum is present. Is he going to caucus? Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate files herewith returned: Senate file numbers 3055 and 3325, signed Elman A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House. The next message is on Senate File 345, Senator Saxhog. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 345, a bill for an act relating to driver's licenses, creating enhanced driver's license and enhanced identification cards. Senate File 345 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Alvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Saxhog.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur with the amendments to the House on Senate File 345 and that the bill be placed in its repassage as amended.
Okay, Senator Saxhog, tell the body briefly what the bill is about and what has changed in the language since it left the Minnesota Senate.
Mr. President, members, this is the enhanced driver's license bill. It passed off the Senate floor by a vote of 51 to 14. The other body had one amendment that tightens up the bill. It passed 111 to 9. The language they added makes sure that any unique provisions of the EDL, such as the radio chip or the citizenship on the driver's license, shall not be allowed in any other type of license or ID card, present or future. I agree with this language and feel it's an additional safeguard that makes a good bill better. With that, thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate member support.
Senator Saxhog renews his motion that the Senate concur any amendments by the House to Senate File 345 and that the bill be placed on repassage as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevail. Discussion. Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Senator Saxhog, the last amendment that you made mention of is, could that ever be superseded by federal law and that the chip could be used for other transfer of other information? Or, as you understand it, do states control that added security on the chip use?
Mr. President, Senator Limmer, as it relates to the state driver's license, yes, it's my understanding that this cannot be overridden by the federal government. If we start getting to federal issues, that's another thing.
Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 345, a bill for an act relating to driver's licenses, creating enhanced driver's license and enhanced identification card.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 42 ayes and 10 nays, bill is passed. It's title agreed to. Members, it appears there might be 8 or 10 votes here. So I would suggest you kind of stay close to your seats.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I'm wondering, there were only 52 votes there, I think, right? I'm wondering if people got caught up in traffic trying to get back here, so I wonder maybe we should hold off on all these votes right now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So why don't we? Sorry, I thought we could get through those votes, but maybe we should caucus.
Yeah, that's like 15 people that...
We could appoint some...
He doesn't want to do it.
Should we just stop right here and then pick it up in an hour?
Well, we could do the non-concurrence ones that set up conference committees.
Okay, let's do that, and then there's a few motions for conference committees. Let's do things that don't require votes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The next message is on Senate File 271, Senator Olson M. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 271, a bill for an act relating to state government providing additional whistleblower protection to state employees. Senate File 271 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator M. Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 271 and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
Beyond the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails.
The next message is on Senate File 1905, Senator Scheid. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 1905, a bill for an act relating to insurance establishing a small group market working group. Senate File 1905 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Scheid.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File number 1905 and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
The next message is on Senate File 2505, Senator Bonoff. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 2505, a bill for an act relating to child care, appropriating money to provide statewide child care provider training, coaching, consultation, and supports to prepare for the voluntary Minnesota quality rating system. Senate File 2505 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Bonoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File number 2505, that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with the like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On the Senator Bonoff motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Next message is on Senate File 2510, Senator Tomasoni. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. 2510, a bill for an act relating to economic development, amending the definition of green economy, etc. Senate File 2510 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Tomasoni.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 2510 and that a conference committee of five members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On the Tomasoni motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Next message is on Senate File 2540, Senator Murphy. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 2540, a bill for an act relating to transportation, modifying or adding provisions relating to truck insurance, etc. Senate File 2540 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Murphy.
Mr. President, I move the Senate do not concur to the amendments to House File 2540 and then a conference committee of five members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committee as part of the Senate to act with the like conference committee appointed by the part of the House.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. You think I should.
Next message is on Senate File 2695, Senator Sharon. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 2695, a bill for an act relating to health, modifying mandatory reporting requirements related to pregnant women. Senate File 2695 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
On the motion, all in favor, signify. Oh, we're past Senator Murphy. Senator Sharon, how?
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I move that, the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 2695, and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
Okay, on the Senator Sharon motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House file numbers 2116, 3660, 890, and 2037. Signed, Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Next order of business is first reading of House bills. They are printed on today's agenda. Without objection, they'll be referred to the committees as indicated. We're under motions and resolutions. There's one author's motion today. There are three more to be read at the desk.
Senator Saxhog moved that his name be stricken as chief author, shown as a co-author, and the name of Senator Stumpf be shown as chief author to Senate File 2598. And Senator Erickson Ropes moves that her name be stricken as a co-author to Senate File Number 1481. And Senator Cohen moved that his name be stricken as chief author, shown as a co-author, and the name of Senator Bach be added as chief author to Senate File Number 1481.
We'll adopt the three that have been read, and the one that's on the agenda will take as one motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. President.
Senator Porkerbiller.
Mr. President, I'd move a brief recess for purposes of appointing conference committees.
On a motion for a brief recess, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands in recess. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, is there a privilege report at the desk?
There's a privilege report at the desk.
Senator Pogemiller from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on Senate File 2695, Senators Sharon, Higgins, and Ortman. On Senate File 2540, Senators Murphy, Dibble, Jungbauer, Saltzman, and Sieben. On Senate File 271, Senators Olson M., Dibble, and Limmer. On Senate File 2505, Senators Bonoff, Michelle, and Saxhog. On Senate File 1905, Senators Scheid, Sparks, and Koch. Senator Pogemiller moves the foregoing appointments be approved.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Without objection, we'll revert to messages from the House.
Mr. President, this message is on Senate File 525, Senator Pretner Solon. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 525, a bill for an act relating to health occupations, establishing a regulation system for technicians performing body art procedures. Senate File 525 is herewith returned to the Senate, signed Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Pretner Solon, a very brief description of the bill and what has changed since it left the Senate floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. There are basically three minor changes. The first was that some slight changes were made in the physical requirements when a tattoo practice is in a home establishment, and it allows a little more flexibility regarding the entrance of doors. A second item was there was some slight different wording relating to the prohibition of carpeting in the facility. And third, there's language to clarify that artists have the ability to refuse tattooing or piercing if the potential client fails to complete or sign a disclosure form if they have told them that they have health conditions that might indicate that tattooing or piercing should not occur.
Senator Solon renews a motion that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 525 and the bill be placed on its repassage as amended. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 525, a bill for an act relating to health occupations, establishing a regulation system for technicians performing body art procedures and for body art establishments.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 57 ayes, 4 nays, bill is passed. Its title agreed to. Keep going.
Next message is on Senate File 1761, Senator Scheid. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file 1761, a bill for an act relating to insurance requiring health plans to limit out-of-pocket costs for oral anti-cancer medication. Senate file 1761 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Scheid.
Mr. President, I move that Senate file 1761 be laid on the table at this time.
On the motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Next message is on Senate file 2709, Senator Pariseau. Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file 2709, a bill for an act relating to corrections modifying inmate payment of room and board to include any time credited for time served. Senate file 2709 is herewith returned to the Senate. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Pariseau.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I move that the Senate concur in the amendment by the House to Senate File 2709 and that the bill be placed on its repassage as amended.
Senator Pariseau, would you, or maybe you did, I was visiting, and did you tell the Senate a little bit about your bill and what has changed since it left the Senate floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. The bill is about housing offenders from neighboring counties and or state borders in your jails if you have space, and it helps to helps the cash flow of your county if you can charge for that. And it's being done in several places in the state already, and so this amends for that allowance.
Senator Pariseau renews her motion that the Senate concur in the amendments for the House of Senate File 2709 and the bill be placed on repassage as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Moi.
Mr. Chair, before we vote on that, I didn't hear Senator Pariseau talk about what amendment the House made to the bill. She explained what the bill was, but I didn't hear what amendment the House made to the bill.
I didn't either. Senator Pariseau, the question is, what has changed since the bill left the floor here? You explained the bill pretty well, but we need to
yes.
know the change.
It's about housing offenders from across the county or the state lines. As long as you have space in your facilities and could make a few dollars for your own municipality or county. And so it's being done in many places in the state already, and you can do it across state or county lines.
Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I rise to support Senator Pariseau. Members, you can find this in the House Journal. It's on page 1153-2. The change is very simple. I think Senator Pariseau said it pretty well. where we're at, we have the opportunity to house inmates from across the river from Wisconsin in some of our county facilities. If they've got some open space, why not? The county can enter into agreements across the river down there, and everybody's happy. If Wisconsin has too many or Iowa, we can take them on. So it's kind of not really a big deal. There is the one change there. There's a reference to Chapter 629, which is the extradition chapter, but it's very clear what the extradition process is in case we've got one of these people in our jail and they need to go back wherever. And so that's what the reference is, and it basically just says that, we got to send them back if somebody asks.
Secretary, we'll give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2709, a bill for an act relating to corrections modifying inmate inmate payment of room and board to include any time credited for time served, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. Having voted, who desire to vote, Secretary will close the roll. There being 62 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. It's title agreed to. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, remaining on motions, I move that we take up the Senate calendar and waive the lie-over on number 8.
On the motion to take up the Senate calendar, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. And the lieover was waived as part of that motion. First bill on the calendar is House Bill 910. Chief author, Senator Betzel. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 910, a bill for an act relating to notaries public, modifying fees, etc.
Secretary will take the roll.
Did he waive the lie-over?
I get it. Secretary will close the roll. In 56 ayes, Senator Olson votes aye. Being number 1, Bach votes aye. Anybody else? There being 58 ayes, 4 nays, the bill is passed. It's title agreed to. Second bill on the calendar, Senate File 2998. The chief author, Senator Sharon. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2998, a bill for an act relating to human services, modifying authorization of PACE programs, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All right, Dill. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 62 ayes, 0 nays, bill is passed. The state will agree to. Third bill on the calendar, Senate File 3079. This also is a Senator Sharon bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 3079, a bill for an act relating to education finance, modifying the post-secondary enrollments options program.
Secretary will take the roll. Having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 62 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. Its title agreed to. The fourth bill on the calendar, Senate File 3029, is the Senator Berglund bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 3029, a bill for an act relating to human services requiring the Commissioner of Human Services to seek federal match for specified grant expenditures.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 62 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. Its title agreed to. Number 5 on the calendar, Senate File 3019. This is a Senator Kubley bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 3019, a bill for an act relating to human services, authorizing a rate increase for publicly owned nursing facilities, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 61 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. Its title agreed to. Number 6 on the calendar, Senate File 2496. Chief author is Senator Rummel. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2496, a bill for an act relating to state government, establishing the Task Force for Policy Innovation and Research.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 54 ayes, 7 nays, the bill is passed. State will agree to. Number 8 on the calendar, Senate File 2634. The chief author is Senator Moi. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2634, a bill for an act relating to public safety, making numerous changes to the controlled substance forfeiture law, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators have voted. Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There be 35 ayes, 26 nays. The bill is passed. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I think we'll recess now to the call of the chair, hopefully about an hour, I would think, and the majority caucus will meet in room 107. Senator Senjum.
Senator Senjum.
And Mr. President, minority caucus in room 112.
Where do you want to get it out of here now? Mr. President.
Senator Porgermiller.
I'd like to withdraw that motion just for a second and move a recess to the for the purposes of appointing a conference committee.
Motion is a brief recess to appoint a conference committee. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate stands in recess. Porgermiller.
Mr. President, is there a privilege report at the desk?
Privilege report at the desk.
Senator Pogemiller from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on Senate File 2510, Senators Tomasoni, Sparks, Saltzman, Kielash, and Sieben. Senator Pogemiller moves the foregoing appointments be approved.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President, then I would move a recess to the call of the chair, hopefully about an hour.
The motion is to recess to the call of the chair. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senate stands in recess.
President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, under motions and resolutions, I'd move that we take up the general orders calendar.
Yeah, on the motion to take up the general orders calendar, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now resolve itself into a committee of the whole for the purpose of taking up the general orders calendar.
Yeah, on the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair, you have a list in front of you, general orders Thursday, May 6th.
I do.
That I would like to designate, except for, I would like to delete two bills.
Okay.
Number 15, the first one, the Saltzman bill, and number 60, the Stumpf bill. So 40, I'd like to designate number 49, number 45, number 27, number 32, number 59, and number 47.
Okay.
I'd yield to Senator Bedsold.
First bill under... discussion this afternoon is on general orders. It's House File 2612, Senator Bedsold.
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee to arise, House File 2612 be recommended to pass.
Hey, Senator Bedsold, a description of your bill, please.
Mr. Chair, members, this is a cleanup bill regarding civil commitment issues on venue. And particularly what's called counties of financial responsibility. Typically, when a patient is committed out of one county, the patient is sometimes treated or given opportunities to discharge in a different county. And when the commitment expires, sometimes there's disputes as to where the patient resides, where the commission can be found, and when they want to start a new proceeding, which county should be the one doing it, and more particularly, which county is financially responsible. The law has some inconsistent terms in it, but most of all, the references are usually to the patient where the county resides, and that's not always clear where the patient always is residing, whereas the county that started the commitment process is usually pretty fixed. There are financial disputes between the counties sometimes because sometimes the patient actually does change residence, moves out of the county, and one county says, he's not my responsibility now, he's yours, and the counties have a dispute. But if there's a dispute between the counties, the Department of Human Services is the tiebreaker. They're going to decide which county ultimately bears the financial responsibility for the commitment. And there's a new section in here also dealing with the so-called pre-petition screening reports. Those are the reports that are done prior to the commitment commitment proceedings be initiated. It just indicates you have to have this report done to determine whether or not a commitment is even justified or not. And this also further clarifies which county is supposed to do it. And if the county patient is in prison, incarcerated, it just sort of sets down the ground rules, which aren't really clear right now. As I say, it's a technical bill. It was brought to me by the counties. I'm not aware of any opposition to the bill. There's no cost to the bill. So I stand for any questions.
Discussion on Senate file or House file 2612. Is that your amendment, Senator Betzel, at the desk? Any further discussion? Senator Betzel, Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to offer the A50 amendment.
Secretary will report the Ortman A50 amendment. It's got Senator Ingebretson's name on it, I believe.
Senator Ortman moves to amend Senate House File 2612 as amended pursuant to Rule 45 adopted by the Senate May 5th as follows. Page 9 after line 27, insert. This is Amendment A50.
Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This is a very common sense amendment. It deals with the penalty and sentences for our first degree criminal sexual conduct offenders, the very worst, most dangerous, egregious violators in the state of Minnesota. What this amendment would do was double the presumptive sentence from 144 months to 300 months. From 12 years to 25 years. Actual time served would be 16 and a half years for these violent offenders, as opposed to current law, which is 8. And members, this is a very important part of what Senator Betzold is trying to accomplish here. And I agree with him that we have to make sure that if we are civilly committing these offenders after their sentence, that we have a constitutional program that allows for the review and potential release of those in civil commitment. But it is very important that before we even reach civil commitment and release, that these folks are in prison for an appropriate length of time. We don't want them to go immediately from prison to civil commitment. We want to make sure that the length of time that they serve is adequate for the egregious nature of their crimes. And right now, Minnesotans don't believe that that's long enough and that our conversation about civil commitment seems premature. Members, I hope that you will support the A50 amendment. It's absolutely a common sense proposal to fix the whole picture and not just the civil commitment part, but the sentence and then the civil commitment.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Betzel.
I question the germaneness of this bill on a number of issues. First of all, my bill is a technical bill entirely dealing with the civil commitment statute of 253B. Almost all of the individuals who go through the civil commitment process have nothing to do with the criminal court proceedings. A few do, most don't. This is simply dealing with determining which county is ultimately financially responsible for the costs, depending upon where the patient resides. That's what the whole purpose of the bill is and the whole subject of the bill. This bill deals with the criminal sentencing guidelines, and also there would be probably a significant fiscal cost to this. So this is a substantially different subject as well as a substantially different purpose of the bill, underlying bill that I'm trying to have. My bill is a very narrow technical bill dealing with the title of civil commitment, clarifying civil commitment venue. That is exactly what this bill does. It has nothing to do with sentencing guidelines. And so, Mr. Chair, I would question the germaneness of this amendment.
Mr. President, or Mr. Chair.
Senator Ortman.
If I could offer advice as to the question of germaneness, Rule 35.2 of our rules states a non-germane amendment includes one that relates to a substantially different subject. I would argue that this is not a substantially different subject. We're talking about the same people. We're talking about what happens after the crime is committed. And let me just say that we're also talking about the costs of incarceration or the costs of protecting our residents in terms of their public safety. This is not a substantially different subject. I would argue that without this, we're not having a discussion of the whole subject. I'll go on. 35.2 is a non-germane amendment or is intended to accomplish a substantially different purpose than that of the original bill to which it is proposed. Senator Betzold himself argued when we heard the civil commitment discussion earlier that we don't want to treat necessarily the sex offenders different than the other general population in our civil commitment facilities. That may be, but then we need to talk about the costs of the whole incarceration for all of these folks that eventually end up in civil commitment. Mr. Chair, there's no substantially different purpose here. I hope that you will support a fair reading of the germaneness rule and of the amendment.
I don't see anything in the Betzold bill that deals with sentencing guidelines. Senator Betzold, could you, maybe you answered that, maybe I don't see it.
Again, Mr. Chair, Senator Ortman's talking about incarceration.
Yeah.
The majority of the patients, and these are patients who we're talking about, who will suffer from mental illness or chemical dependency, or sometimes both, this is a treatment area, not incarceration. And there's just sometimes differences between the county who ought to be paying for the cost of treatment. Incarceration has nothing to do with this bill. I don't know why we're getting into this. There is a oblique reference on page 9 of the bill dealing with a pre-petition screening report if you happen to have somebody who's in a corrections facility, but that's only who does a pre-petition screening report. It's got nothing to do with sentencing guidelines at all.
Mr. Chair, if I could, one more point on this. Senator Betzold says this is about treatment, and I would say this is about cost. We'd like to think that if you're in the civil commitment program, you don't need to be there as long as if you've already served a longer sentence. We're talking about whether we're going to be spending in Minnesota $72 a day in a prison versus $325 a day. This is all about the cost. And allocating those costs appropriately, where should these people be incarcerated or where should they be held and how much should it cost? And I think we are trying to balance those costs. The Senator Betzold bill, civil commitment, does deal with costs and who pays and how much. And that's not a substantially different subject to say that these folks should be treated or held in a rehabilitation facility in a prison for a longer period of time before they reach
Senator,
the treatment facility.
Ingebrigtsen. I'm ready to rule.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, we've been talking about this not the first time this year at all. We've been talking about this back and forth several times. Senator Berglund has certainly been an advocate about this issue costing so much money for the civil commitment. And Senator Betzold, I might remind you that these people that are being civilly committed are still under sentence. I mean, they're in prison. They're going through their civil commitment process while they're in prison. So this is absolutely germane to the issue that you're bringing forth today, and the cost is what this thing was all about, and I guess that's not what it's all about. Quite frankly, we're going to be looking at locking up the most severe sexual predators in the state of Minnesota. The public is demanding that, asking for that, and we're going to be doing it at a cheaper rate, $72 versus $325. So there's no. I ask that the president or the chairman rule in favor of Senator Ortman.
Mr. Chair, I just cannot let this pass. You know, I've been an attorney representing individuals in civil commitment process for 30 years. To equate them, these individuals, to criminals, to equate them to be people incarcerated, so somehow deserve to be locked up, is an absolute travesty, Senator Ingebrigtsen. These are people who suffer from mental illnesses, and you're equating them with criminals. I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
I'm ready to rule. I'm going to rule that the amendment is not germane. I think it's Senator Betzold has this narrowed down to treatment and civil actions, and the other one, the amendment gets into criminal sentencing and sentencing guidelines and the rule is not just subject matter. It's a different purpose, so this is a different purpose. A real amendment is not germane.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Rocha.
I would like to challenge the ruling of the chair, and if I could respond to Senator Betzold's outrage on this. Some of these folks who are going through the civil commitment process are, at that time, incarcerated. That's what's happening with some of them. It's not the entire group, but it's certainly some of them, and that's why this is germane. This is the only way to deal with them, because we're dealing with them in entirety. Some are just there because they're mentally ill. Some are being considered because they're incarcerated and have been incarcerated for these types of sexual crimes, and now are risks to public safety. So it's a much broader group than Senator Betzold is discussing right now, and that's why this amendment is germane, and I'd like to challenge the ruling and ask for a roll call vote, Mr. Chair.
Well, there will be a roll call vote. A green vote sustains my decision. Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There will be 33 ayes and 22 nays. The ruling of the chair is sustained. Further discussion on the bill. Seeing none, Senator Betzel renews his motion that when this committee do arise, House File 2612 be recommended to pass. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The next bill on general orders, number 45, Senate File 268. This is a Senator Erickson Ropes bill. Senator Erickson Ropes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When this committee do arise, Senate File 2682 be recommended to pass.
Senator Erickson Ropes, please tell the committee what your bill is all about.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a Veterans Cemetery bill. There is an initiative encouraged by the federal administration of veterans to have cities or to have states looking at opportunities for veteran cemeteries to be established across each state. We've had some presentations in the Veterans Committee the last couple of years, and I've been working locally in Fillmore County with the County Board of Commissioners and Assistant Commissioner Mike Puglisi, and who's now Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, David Schwantek, who works with the Veterans Cemetery Program, have been down looking at a site in my district, and we are interested in adding Fillmore County to the language that would be in line for appropriations from last year's bonding bill.
Further discussion on the Erickson Ropes Amendment. Further discussion on the bill. Excuse me, I said amendment. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have the A50 amendment. It's under Senator Senjum.
Secretary will report the A50 Rosen amendment.
Senator Rosen moves to amend Senate File 2682 as follows, page 1, line 11. This is amendment A50.
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, this is just a very simple amendment. It changes the designation of Fillmore County and inserts southeastern Minnesota. And the reason this being is that I believe, and Senator Senjum and many of us do believe, that this should be left up to the veterans and to allow them to decide where this is going to end up. So I would appreciate your vote on this.
Senator Rosen, for my information, is there a definition of southeastern Minnesota, what counties or what area, or just southeastern Minnesota? Does it get up to Dakota County? No.
Mr. Chair, it maybe be might be the same as the Iron Range, the Triple IRB. So what is the Iron Range, and is that how many counties is that designated? But southeast Minnesota, I have a bill that deals with southeast Minnesota, and that's actually 10 counties.
Okay. I'm not being, I just didn't
right.
know.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Senator Erickson Ropes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator Rosen, I just speak against the amendment. This is just a small local bill for my district. I believe the Veterans Committee and actually right now the conference committee is dealing with some broader language that would encapture southeastern Minnesota. That language is being rolled in. I just like this bill processed as a standalone for my county. You will see that there is a letter from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs supporting my bill. For a variety of reasons, we've been working through this process for almost a year now, and I would just like to leave the original language of the bill. Thank you.
Senator Corrigan.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Senator Erickson Ropes, you know, I have the first state veteran cemetery that was ever developed in my district, and I'm very proud of it. But I will tell you that that cemetery is just not for Senate District 12. There are people from Senator Clark's district who are buried there every day. There are people from Senator Olson's district, from Senator Scogin's district, from Senator Saxhog's district. And so I wouldn't categorize it as just being your district. It's actually all the legislators in southeastern Minnesota and all the veterans, so that they might participate in that. You don't want to say that, well, this is just for my county of Fillmore County, that no other veterans from anywhere else can be here. I would just say that I think Senator Rosen's got the right idea.
Senator Erickson-Ropes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Coring, thank you. I didn't mean to suggest it was just my county, because actually, being in southeastern Minnesota, that ring that we're looking for drawing for veterans from extends into Iowa and Wisconsin. So you're right, it is not exclusively for Fillmore County. What I meant to say is that the location happens to be in Fillmore County. And in fact, you're right, if you live in northern Minnesota or the southwest, these are veteran cemeteries that are meant to honor people from Arizona if they want to come up here and be buried. So I was just citing the location, and thank you for clarifying, Senator Coring.
Senator Scogin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members. To Senator Rosen's amendment, I think she hits the nail on the head as far as being regional. But I think for Senator Erickson-Ropes, here's a situation where some work has begun. And right now in the Ag and Vets Conference Committee, which we just wrapped up today, there is language that talks about the strategic plan of producing veteran cemeteries around the state of Minnesota. And they want to have 8 or 9 more. And they talk about northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest Minnesota in regional perspective. So Senator Rosen is somewhat correct. But I will say that Senator Erickson-Ropes kind of got on the horse before everybody else, and she's done some work. She has a plan in place. She's worked very closely with the Veterans Board, and they're close to making an agreement, and she just wants to kind of see this through with some Senate language. So I would appreciate if Senator Rosen, your language is in the Ag and Vets omnibus bill that we just conferred today. We are looking at regional, southeast, northwest, those types of approaches to siting new veteran cemeteries.
Further discussion, Senator Olson. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just listening to this debate and wondering why, if Senator Rosen's language was changed, why that would make any difference to Senator Erickson-Ropes. Because that, if they are that far down the pike, it might well be that will be in Fillmore County. Does one have to name the county? Or can you say southeastern Minnesota? And the effort that is done there may well lead to that being the first one that is achieved there. Is there something I'm missing?
We're on the A50 amendment. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion does not prevail. Further discussion on Senate File 2682. Further discussion, seeing none, Senator Erickson renews her motion that when this committee do arise, Senate File 2682 be recommended to pass. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The next bill, Senator Scheid is not here. Number 32. Senator Higgins, are you within hearing distance? Senator Laurie, we should be, if you're on the list, you should be kind of, on deck, to speak. You know, Scheid, Higgins, Laurie. I know that. I know Senator Scheid is gone, but I don't see Senator Higgins, Laurie, moi. Senator Laurie, I do see Senator Laurie. The next bill on general orders, number 59 on general orders, House file number 3056, Senator Laurie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee do arise, House file 3056 be recommended to pass.
Senator Laurie, description of your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a piece, modifications to a piece of the 2008 health care reform, which called for the collection, evaluation, dissemination, and use of provider peer grouping data to help drive high-quality, low-cost health care in Minnesota. Recently, the Department of Health issued a contract for evaluation of this data, and what this bill does at this point is bring the timelines for the dissemination and use of the provider peer grouping information in line with the contract with Mathematica. It also calls for ensuring that the data used is scientifically valid and reliable, and it gives providers a appeal mechanism if there are issues raised. And let's see. Also, existing law requires DHS to develop payment systems to reward high-quality, low-cost providers and create enrollee incentives to use high-quality, low-cost providers and foster collaboration. And in this amendment, in this bill, we require a report from DHS regarding legislative changes needed and fiscal implications of the payment reforms already required in statute. So that's the extent of the bill. I would appreciate member support.
Further discussion. Senator Scogin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd offer the A2 amendment.
Secretary will report the Scogin A2 amendment.
Senator Scogin moves to amend House File 3056, the unofficial engrossment, as follows. Page 4 after line 18, insert. This is amendment A-2.
Senator Scogin, discussion on your amendment.
Real quickly, members, this is an amendment that is going to open the door for one of the hardest groups to insure in the state of Minnesota, and that's our people who work in agriculture. Farmers and ranchers have a difficult time. They are one of the highest rated insurance groups in the state. And in 2007, we actually passed some legislation that created a pilot project to bring farmers and ranchers into an insurance pool. And the cooperative network at the time that was putting it together, farmers work well with cooperatives. They understand it. That's where they sell their milk and make their cheese, and they buy their feed and grain. And the proposal was put together by the cooperative network back in 2007, but it couldn't get its legs under it because they were unable to establish sufficient reserves or stop-loss coverage to satisfy the Department of Commerce. Very important part in putting insurance together. This amendment is going to clarify existing law regarding the role of stop-loss carriers in this model, and it is going to allow them to find surplus line carriers to provide the level of solvency protection that these co-ops need to try this insurance pilot project. I'd appreciate your support.
Discussion on the A2 Scogin Amendment. Senator Laurie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Scogin did talk to me briefly about this. I don't have any problems with it.
We're on the Scogin A2 Amendment. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Further discussion on House File 3056 as amended. Seeing none, Senator Laurie renews his motion that House File 3056 as amended be recommended to pass. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, apparently the other authors are not ready at this moment, so I would move that the committee do now rise and report.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that the report of the Committee of the Whole as kept by the Secretary be now adopted.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, on motions and resolutions, I believe there are there three conference committee reports, number 80, number 2519, and number 2935. And I think to give a heads up, the one for Senator Rest, Senate File 80, she has provided a letter. She's not here today, and she has provided a letter designating Senator Sieben to carry the conference committee report on Senate File 80.
President recognizes Senator Sieben.
Mr. Chair, I move that, or I move for Senator Rest on behalf of Senator Rest that the foregoing recommendations and conference committee report on Senate File 80 be now adopted and the bill be repassed as amended by the conference committee.
Hey, Senator Sieben, a brief description of the bill and what the conference committee changed since the bill left the Minnesota Senate floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, the bill contains a variety of changes to the campaign finance and public disclosure laws. We passed this bill last session, and the House just passed it this year. So the conference committee report, the Senate position held on pretty much everything except for increased contribution limits to senators, which under this law there will be no change to either House or Senate candidate contribution limits. Some other provisions of the bill to point out, the House did have in their bill a change to apply so that judges are subject to the existing gift ban statute, and we did accept that provision. I'd also point out that this does raise the contribution limits for the Secretary of State and state auditor candidates. And it also imposes a new contribution limit on judges for the first time of $2,000 in an election year and $500 in other years. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Senator Sieben renews her motion that the foregoing recommendation conference committee report on Senate File number 80 be now adopted and the bill be repassed as amended by the conference committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Further discussion? Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 80, a bill for an act relating to elections, campaign finance, removing certain unconstitutional provisions governing independent expenditures and political campaigns, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted desire to vote. Anderson. All senators having voted desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 62 ayes, 1 nay. The bill is passed. Its title agreed to. Next conference committee report will be Senate File 2935. Senator Laurie.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the foregoing recommendations and conference committee report on Senate File 2935 be now adopted and that the bill be repassed as amended by the conference committee.
Okay, Senator Laurie, a little bit about the bill and what has changed.
Thank you again, Mr. President. Senate File 2935 is a rather lengthy Department of Human Services licensing bill. Passed the floor a couple of weeks ago unanimously. We did go to conference committee. We picked up a couple of extra provisions. All of the provisions from the Senate file did survive. We picked up Section 1, which we did have a Senate position on. It's a Senator Murphy provision passed last year establishing an exception to the nursing facility construction moratorium for a new 80-bed facility site in Goodhue County. Sections 3 and 18 are SACSOG provisions, and it carves out a narrow exception to allow a related individual to provide licensed services to a person receiving supported living services. Sections 12, 19, and 20 come from a DAL set of provisions, and they deal with requirements regarding the maltreatment of minors in the child care centers. It was brought forward by the child care agency. It calls for a risk reduction plan to be implemented and allows for non-maltreatment mistakes, whereas there was historically severe sanctions in place for sometimes honest mistakes, and so it's a little piece supported by the administration. Section 21 and 22 are consumer satisfaction surveys for the Department of Human Services and the Departments of Commerce, respectively, regarding the helplines that they offer. Those were house provisions that were okay with both departments. Section 23 was a house provision, actually initiated at the behest of the Department of Human Services. It allows the Commissioner of Administration to sell all or part of the real property at the Brainerd Regional Human Services Center to a federally recognized Indian tribe located in Minnesota for fair market value. The provision does expire on May 15th, 2015. And then Article 2 is a set of DHS provisions that passed the Senate floor, actually, in a Berglund bill. They contain provisions that modify the Department of Human Services Licensing Act in response to a Court of Appeals decision related to due process. It allows for another hearing under narrow circumstances when a person is disqualified. That's the changes that have been made. I would stand for questions and appreciate members' support.
Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And would Senator Lori yield?
He will yield. Senator Roebling.
Senator Lori, I noticed that there are further requirements for child care centers for risk reduction plans and training before. It says they have to receive an orientation prior to unsupervised contact with children, that the new employees would have to do that. And I'm just wondering, is it just for the child care centers? Are the licensed family child care providers exempt from that, or how does it work? And do you know how it came in? Did it come in as a request from the Department of Human Services, or did it come in through a different path?
Senator Lori.
Mr. Chair, President, Senator Roebling, it is only for the centers. These are a set of provisions that did come forward from the child caring agencies themselves, and they worked on it with the Department of Human Services and got their buy-off. So it only applies to the child caring agencies themselves.
Senator Berglund.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will Senator Lori yield?
He will yield. Senator Berglund.
Mr. President, Senator Lori, in regard to the issue of the court challenge and the appeals that are necessary now, did the bill also deal with the money, the rearrangement of appropriations within the Department of Human Services is necessary?
Mr. President, Senator Lori. The department indicated that there was no fiscal implications, was my understanding, to this regarding the Court of Appeals to offer. Essentially, there's a very narrow set of circumstances when somebody would be disqualified and have an additional appeal right, and this is really a provision that puts in statute the current practice that they've been operating under since the Court of Appeals, and that they would experience no cost. If you have information otherwise, I'd be happy to progress this bill and seek a more clarification, but we were led to believe there was no fiscal implications to this.
Senator Berglund.
Mr. President and Senator Lori, there's no new cost, but there is a need to reappropriate money within the Department of Human Services. And so I'm trying to find out from you if that was done in this bill that you have or not.
Mr. President.
Laurie.
Senator Berglund, I would need to talk with the Department of Human Services and find out. They told me and represented during our conference committee that there were some changes from the language that had been in the Health and Human Services Omnibus Bill, and this brought it into conformity with what needed to happen to address the fiscal issues. I didn't realize about a need to appropriate money. That was not discussed. So I would be, Mr. President, I'd like to progress this bill for a minute and seek clarification to this question.
I think we'll just withdraw your motion.
Mr. President, I withdraw my motion.
The motion has been withdrawn. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House has adopted the recommendation report of the Conference Committee on the following Senate files and repassed said bill in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. Senate File 2511, a bill for an act relating to state government establishing a collaborative governance council. And Senate File 2846, a bill for an act relating to transportation, modifying provisions to governing movement of large vehicles on public streets and highways. And Senate File 3128, a bill for an act relating to residential construction, providing for lead poisoning prevention. These Senate files are herewith returned to the Senate, signed Elvin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogamiller.
Apparently.
Senator Laurie.
Mr. President, I'm ready to renew my motion.
Is this going back to Senate File 2935?
Yes, back on Senate File 2935.
Okay, Senator Laurie.
I renew my motion that the foregoing recommendation and conference committee report on Senate File 2935 be now adopted and that the bill be repassed as amended by the conference committee.
Senator Laurie.
Mr. President, to Senator Berglund's question, it appears that we need a clarification of this as we move on the Health and Human Service Omnibus Bill, but we can get that clarification later. There is no cost to this provision. It's whether a shift needs to be carried or not, and we can seek that clarification as we move, so it should not be an obstacle to passage of Senate File 2935. So I stand for further questions and appreciate members' support.
Whether the Senator Laurie renews his motion that the foregoing recommendation conference committee report on Senate File 2935 be now adopted and the bill be repassed as amended by the conference committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2935, a bill for an act relating to human services, making changes to licensing provisions, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. put it on the desk. Do we have an explanation? Just that the LCs. Ratified by the LCC, and then this is. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. We had 58 ayes, one nay. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to.
Mr. President, on motions, I'd like to yield to Senator Olsen.
Senator Olsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to give notice of my intent to move for reconsideration of the vote on Senate File 2634, which was passed today, May 6, 2010.
Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, Senator Anderson's not here, so under motions, I'd like to move that we take up the confirmation calendar. And I have visited with Senator Senjum about this. We're going to take up ones that are without controversy. I'd move that we take up the
just the two that we talked about earlier, or should the other senators be notified? Let's be straightforward. I have a couple on there. You said we're going to just take up the two?
No, we're taking up the ones without controversy.
Okay. Then I... that's that's not what we heard earlier today, but...
Got you excited there, Mr. President.
Yes, I have to get prepared.
I would yield. Do we need to vote on the motion to take them up?
We're already on motion. So.
Okay, then I would move. I would yield to Senator Chaudhry. And members, if one of these does get controversy, if I didn't understand that was, we can set it aside till people are more prepared.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I've got about 20 different people and 10 different motions, so I'm going to try and speak as quickly as I can. Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on the Environment and Natural Resources, reported March 1st, 2010, pertaining to the appointment to the Minnesota Environmental Quality Board, be taken from the table.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Senator Mr. President, Chaudhry. I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on the Environment and Natural Resources reported March 1st, 2010, the Senate, having given advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Kristen Weeks, Duncanson, and Eric J. Tomlinson to the Minnesota Environmental Quality Board. Mr. President, these were all unanimously recommended for confirmation, both of these.
Okay, on the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevail. Appointments are confirmed.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported March 1st, 2010 pertaining to the appointments to the Lassard Sams Outdoor Heritage Council be taken from the table.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
A motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported March 1st, 2010, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Ryan Bronson to the Lassard Sams Outdoor Heritage Council. This was recommendation was unanimous from the committee.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The appointment is confirmed.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on the Environment and Natural Resources reported March 1st, 2010 pertaining to the appointment of the Chair of the Board of Water and Soil Resources be taken from the table.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion carries. Senator Shadrapes.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported March 1st, 2010, the Senate, having given it its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Randy Kramer as chair of the Board of Water and Soil Resources. This was unanimously recommended by the committee.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The appointment is confirmed.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported March 1st, 2010 pertaining to the appointments to the Legislative Citizen Commission on Minnesota Resources be taken from the table.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Senator, Mr. President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with a report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported March 1st, 2010, the Senate, having given its advice, do not consent to and confirm the appointment of Norman Moody to the Legislative Citizen Commission on Minnesota Resources. This was unanimously recommended by the committee.
On this Chaudhry motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion prevails. The appointment is confirmed.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported April 19, 2010, pertaining to the appointments to the Clean Water Council be taken from the table.
Motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, we're going to pause just for a second, Senator Shadrapes. Is it the Clean Water Council? Is that correct, Senator Shadrapes?
Yes.
Okay. Without objection, we'll have you start over again on this one, please.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported April 19, 2010, pertaining to the appointments to the Clean Water Council be taken from the table.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Shadrapes.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Shadrapes.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported April 19, 2010, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Pamela Blix, Keith Hansen, Scott Hesse, Jean Miriam, Stephen Peterson, Victoria Reinhardt, Todd Renville, and Deborah Swackhammer to the Clean Water Council. These were all unanimously supported by the committee.
On Senator Senjum.
Mr. President, is a motion like this amendable?
Did you want to, like, divide a name out? It's divisible.
Mr. President, there was an individual that was not recommended for confirmation, is serving on the Clean Water Board. My understanding, he was not recommended because he's a current candidate for the Minnesota Senate. Oh. I'm not sure, Mr. President, that necessarily is room for disqualification.
Point of information, Mr. President.
Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, the issue of confirmation of applicant Howe to the Clean Water Council is moot because he has withdrawn from and resigned from the Clean Water Council.
Senator Senjum.
Mr. President, if that's the case, I guess it's mute.
Okay. On the Chaudhry motion on the Clean Water Confirmation. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. The motion prevails and the appointments are confirmed.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported April 19, 2010 pertaining to the appointments to the Minnesota Environmental Quality Board be taken from the table.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Mr. President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported April 19, 2010, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Julie Gehring to the Minnesota Environmental Quality Board. Ms. Gehring was unanimously supported for, recommended for confirmation by the committee.
On the Chaudhry motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The appointment is confirmed.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported April 19, 2010 pertaining to the appointments to the Legislative Citizen Commission on Minnesota Resources be taken from the table.
Yeah. On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
Mr. Senator President, I move Chaudhry. That in accordance with the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported April 19, 2010, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Alfred Berner to the Legislative Citizen Commission on Minnesota Resources.
On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
Two more, Mr. President. Two more motions. I move that the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported April 19, 2010, pertaining to the appointments to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency be taken from the table.
Motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported April 19, 2010, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Brian Benson and Daniel Foley to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Members, this is the PCA's Citizen Board, and both members were unanimously recommended for confirmation by the committee.
Discussion of the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. The appointments are confirmed. Senator Chaudhry.
Oops, psych, Mr. President. We have two more to go. I move that the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported May 3, 2010, pertaining to the appointments to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
Move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported May 3, 2010, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Dennis Jensen to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency Citizen Board.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The appointment is confirmed. Senator Chaudhry.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported May 3, 2010, pertaining to the appointments to the Clean Water Council be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
Move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Chaudhry.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources reported May 3, 2010. The Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of David J. Bennett to the Clean Water Council.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The appointment is confirmed. Senator Pretner Solon. Senator Vickerman.
Mr. President, I move that The report from the Committee on Agriculture and Veterans reported May 4, 2010, pertaining to the appointment of the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Vickerman.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Vickerman.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Agriculture and Veterans reported May 4, 2010, the Senate having given its advice to now consent to and confirm the appointment of Department of Veterans Affairs Commissioner Mike Parglisi of Minneapolis Hennepin County.
On that motion, Senator Vickerman, did you wish to discuss
it? Mr. President, if I could just add just a little bit to that. I think most of us here know Mike Parglisi. He's done an excellent job. Mr. Dryrood had to step down for some reason unknown to me, but I think this was a very good choice. And I think everybody around here, I think, personally knows him themselves. So let's get him confirmed.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The appointment is confirmed. Senator Vickerman. Senator Vickerman.
Mr. President, then I move that the report from the Committee on Agriculture and Veterans reported May 4, 2010, pertaining to the appointment to the Minnesota Rural Finance Authority be now taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Vickerman.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Vickerman.
And Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Agriculture and Veterans reported May 4, 2010, the Senate having taken its advice do now consent to and confirm the appointment of members to the Minnesota Rural Finance Authority, Marcus Niskley from New London, County, Ohio County, Sandra Ludeman, Tracy, Lyon County, Susan Myers, New Prague, Le Sueur County, and Howard Swenson, St. Nicholas, Nicollet County.
Senator Vickerman, discussion? Any discussion? Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The appointments are confirmed. Senator Prettner-Solon.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on Energy, Utilities, Technology, and Communications reported April 8, 2010, pertaining to appointments to the Public Utilities Commission be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Prettner-Solon.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Prettner-Solon.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Energy, Utilities, Technology, and Communications, reported April 8, 2010, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Betsy L. Wergen, Public Utilities Commission.
A discussion of the motion. Senator Prettner-Solon. Senator?
Mr. President, it is my pleasure to speak on behalf of our former Senate colleague, Betsy Wergen. The Energy, Utilities, Technology, and Communications Committee voted on April 6th to recommend Betsy Wergen for confirmation to serve a six-year term with the Public Utilities Commission that expires on January 4th, 2016. The Senate did confirm Commissioner Wergen last year to fulfill the final year of a six-year term. Commissioner Wergen served with us in the Senate from 2003 to 2009. Before that, she served as commissioner for Sherburn County and a small business owner. We have all had the opportunity to see her work ethic here at the Minnesota Senate, and I encourage you to support her confirmation today.
Senator Sanjum.
Mr. President, it's a pleasure and honor for me to stand today and speak on behalf of, again, our former colleague and good friend Betsy Wergen. She's fair, she's studied, she's the kind of person that can relate to people and certainly can relate to issues. Mr. President, members, Betsy Wergen, as she has already done, will continue to do a great job on the Public Utilities Commission. I cannot speak highly enough of her, and I urge support for her confirmation.
Is there further discussion on the appointment? Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The appointment is confirmed. Senator Moore.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on Judiciary reported April 19, 2010, pertaining to the appointments to the Board on Judicial Standards be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Moore.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Moore.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Judiciary reported April 19, 2010, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to the confirmation to confirm and appoint confirm the appointments of William J. Egan and Cynthia C. Jepson to the Board on Judicial Standards.
Discussion?
Mr. President and members, they're both well qualified for this appointment. They're both serving on the board, and they're being reappointed, and I would appreciate your support for their confirmation.
Further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The appointments are confirmed. Senator Metzen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the report from the Committee on Business, Industry, and Jobs reported March 17, 2010 be pertaining to appointments of the Workers' Compensation Court of Appeals be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motion prevails. Senator Metzen.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Business, Industry, and Jobs reported March 17, 2010, the Senate, having given its advice, now consent to and confirm the appointment of William Peterson, David Stufferon, and Deborah Wilson to the Workers' Compensation Court of Appeals. They all appeared before our committee. They're all eminently qualified. They were unanimously endorsed by our committee, and I would hope that we will confirm these three people to the Workers' Compensation Court of Appeal judges.
The discussion on the motion. Discussion. Seeing none, the question occurs on the motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The appointments are confirmed. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security reported April 19th pertaining to appointments to the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, in accordance with the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security reported April 19th, Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Michael Finch of Minneapolis and Barbara Sanderson of Grand Rapids to the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency.
Discussion.
And Mr. President, the Housing Finance Agency has had very stable leadership for many years. Mr. Finch has been on the board since 1994 and chair since 1995. I think stability in a housing finance board like this is very important. And Barbara Finch of Grand Rapids came with high recommendations from Senator Saxhog, I know, and I strongly encourage your support for these two confirmations.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, the question occurs on the motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The appointments are confirmed. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the report from Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security reported April 19, 2010, pertaining to appointments to the Emergency Medical Services Regulatory Board be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, move in accordance with the report from the Committee on Health, Housing, Family Security reported April 19th, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Michael Gormley of Faribault County and Gary Pearson of Wadena County and Matthew Simpson of Dakota County and Marlis Ann Tanner of Carlton County be appointed to the Emergency Medical Services Regulatory Board.
Discussion.
Mr. President, we did not have long discussion. These folks could not be there. The executive director of the board was there, and I think Senator Kubley serves on the board if he had any comments. But I think we've heard that they're all good, competent people, so I'd recommend their confirmation.
Discussion on the motion. Discussion. Seeing none, the question occurs on the motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The appointments are confirmed. Senator Laurie.
Mr. President, I move that the report from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, reported April 19th, 2010, pertaining to appointments to the Board of Arts, be taken from the table.
And this is on behalf of Senator Rust?
On behalf of Senator Rust.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Laurie.
On behalf of Senator Rust, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Laurie.
On behalf of Senator Rust, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, reported April 19th, 2010, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent and confirm the appointments of Judson Bemis, Peggy Burnett, and Margaret Rapp to the Board of the Arts.
Discussion. Senator Laurie.
Thank you, Mr. President. These were all forwarded unanimously by our committee. I would urge member support.
Discussion on the motion. Discussion. Seeing none, the question occurs on the motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The appointments are confirmed. Senator Laurie.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Rust, I move that the report from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, reported April 19th, 2010, pertaining to the appointments to the Minnesota Racing Commission, be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Laurie.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Rust, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Laurie.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Rust, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, reported April 19, 2010, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Mark A. Ethan, James Lane III, and Christine Sundberg to the Minnesota Racing Commission.
Discussion.
Mr. President, these also all came unanimously out of our committee. Would urge member support.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The appointments are confirmed.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Rust, I move that the report from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, reported April 19th, 2010, pertaining to appointments to the Gambling Control Board, be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Laurie.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Rust, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Laurie.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Rust, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, reported April 19, 2010, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointments of William Gillespie, Robert Hyde, and Norman Pint to the Gambling Control Board.
Discussion.
Mr. President, all of these also came out of our committee unanimous and would appreciate member support.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, the question occurs on the motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The appointments are confirmed. Senator Pappas.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now consent to and confirm the appointment to the Board of Trustees of the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, David Pashkak. Mr. Pashkak is an incumbent who's served on the Minsku board for a number of years, and he's done an outstanding job. He is from Cottonwood, Lyon County, and he was just reappointed in July of 2008 for a term ending June 30th on 2014.
Discussion on the motion. Discussion. Seeing none, the question occurs on the motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The appointment is confirmed. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate do not consent to and confirm the appointment to the Minnesota Higher Education Facilities Authority, Catherine Balstead Brewer from Ramsey County. Her term was effective in April of 2007, and it expires in January 2011. So she's been serving for a number of years and has been adding her experience and expertise to the Higher Education Facilities Authority. So I urge your support.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motion prevails. The appointment is confirmed. Senator Pappas.
I move that the Senate do not consent to and confirm the appointment to the Board of Trustees of the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, Christopher Frederick of Mankato, Blue Earth County, effective August 2009 for a term expiring June 30th, 2011. Mr. Frederick is the student representative. He's been the MSUSA student president. He's very well respected by his peers. He's very engaged in the work of the board and has been doing an excellent job, and I urge his appointment.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, the question occurs on the motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The appointment is confirmed. Sarah Pogermiller, I believe.
That was three of them already, huh? Mr. President, I'd like on motions and resolutions to revert to conference committee reports, and I believe Senate File 2519, Senator Anderson is here.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the foregoing recommendations and conference committee report on Senate File 2519 be now adopted and that the bill be repassed as amended by the conference committee.
On that motion, Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is the one that relates to disclosure of utility expenses for travel and entertainment in order to request ratepayer reimbursement. The bill that you have in front of you is exactly the same as it left the Senate. The House put one amendment on it, which we did not accept, related to election issues. And so the bill, as you see it here, is exactly what we passed. So, members, I would urge your support.
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. President. And would the author yield, please?
She will yield.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Anderson, I know we had a lengthy discussion about this right before it hit. We took a vote on it last time. And I asked you and asked for your commitment to continue the discussions with the utility companies on their approval of this and if this proposal was workable. And I was wondering if you had held up to that agreement and what the utility companies are saying about this report.
Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, Senator Rosen, it so happens that the bill, as it passed the Senate and the House, the language that you see in front of you, sections 1 and 2, were identical. And so we didn't have a lot of opportunity in conference committee to make adjustments to this part of the bill. And we did ask the utilities and the commissioner or the director of the Office of Energy Security to comment on the bill, and the utilities did not have any testimony for or against it in conference committee.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator Anderson renews her motion on the foregoing recommendation of the conference committee report on Senate File 2519 be now adopted and that the bill be repassed as amended by the conference committee. On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motion prevails. The secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2519, a bill for an act relating to public utilities requiring disclosure of public utilities, travel, entertainment, and related expenses included in rate change requests.
Discussion on the bill. Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll on repassage of Senate File 2519. All senators voted who desire to vote. The secretary will close the roll. There being 41 ayes and 19 nays, the bill is repassed as amended by conference. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, I think we're pretty much done for the day. We will need a skeleton crew, though, because we're going to have a rules committee meeting to perhaps pop out a few late bills. And I just want to check and give you a heads up on tomorrow. Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
So I think we're looking at noon tomorrow. I was... So, Mr. President, we will need is a skeleton crew this evening. We will come in at noon tomorrow, and we'll be on and off the floor tomorrow. So I would hold for other announcements.
Announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, the following members will be excused from parts of today's session. Senator Rest and Latz all day. Senator Jungbauer from 1:15 to 1:30. Senator Scheid from 2:30 to the end of the day. Senator Scoy from 1 o'clock to 1:40. Senator Perry from 1 o'clock to 1:45. Senator Wieger from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Senator Gerlach from 1:40 to 1:50. Senator Anderson from 3:50 to 5 o'clock. Senator Johnson from 1:25 to 2:05. Senator Chaudhry from 5:20 to the end. Senator Fischbach from 4 to 4:30. Let me announce on the Senate Conference Committee on Senate File 2427 will not be meeting tonight. We'll just have to stay tuned for that. Senator Scheid and Senator Ortman were on that one. But for members who have people have an interest in that bill, Senator, the Conference Committee 2427 will not be meeting. Announcements of Senate interest. Senator Sandrum.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Pogemiller, will you yield?
He will yield.
And Senator Pogemiller, do you have any sense of what the agenda might be for tomorrow? Or general orders or anything larger that we ought to be thinking about?
Mr. President, Senator Senjum, I think the general orders will have, there were two or three that we didn't take up today. We'll try to do those. There's a bill that I've been asked not to mention publicly that Senator Olson and I were talking about that I would like to talk to members about as a possible bill.
Olson M or Olson G?
And then but I don't think, Senator Senjum, based on the conversations in the governor's office, there looks like less and less likelihood that we would take up the governor's proposal, but I do want to say that's a possibility. We've already voted on it in the Senate, but we're trying to figure out a way to break open the negotiations, and I know you're working with your caucus, so.
And I'm trying to avoid a Senate. Graciously make an order to reconsider that if, you have time, yeah.
So. I'll try to, Senator Senjum, I'll try to give you a heads up when we figure out, when we finalize what we're going to do. That sounds better than figure out what we're going to do.
Mr. President and Senator Pogemiller, there are some people that are wondering a little bit about Saturday. Do you have some thoughts there?
Senator Senjum, members, I would really like to give a definitive answer. We're trying to avoid a Saturday session because we need the conference committees to be meeting tomorrow and Saturday. There is an outside chance there'd be a Saturday session with votes. Depending on how the negotiations go with or the discussions with the governor's office, there perhaps could be some votes on Saturday. But I'll, as soon as I know for sure.
Announcements of Senate interest.
Mr. President, then I would move to recess to the call of the chair for a skeleton crew later this evening.
On the motion, and we're going to meet when tomorrow? What time? Noon?
Tomorrow will be noon.
Okay. On the motion to recess to the call of the chair, on that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is in recess. The Senate will come to order. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I believe there's some messages from the House.
Without objection, we'll revert to the third order of business, messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments and concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file 2971, a bill for an act relating to energy, making technical changes and modifying provisions related to utility report filings, etc. Senate file 2971 is herewith returned to the Senate, signed Elbene Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Senator Prettner-Solin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File Number 2971 and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motion prevails. Next message.
And Mr. President, I have the honor to announce that the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to House File 2614, a bill for an act relating to state government, licensing, state health care programs, etc. The House respectfully requests that a conference committee of 5 members be appointed thereon. Representatives Huntley, Clark, Thiessen, Hosh, and Abler have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. House File 2614 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with the request the Senate appoint a like committee. Signed, Elman A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Somebody needs to make a motion on behalf of Senator Berglund.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Berglund, I move that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File 2614, and that a conference committee of 5 members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motion prevails. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. There are a number of committee reports to be read.
Senator Bach from the Committee on Taxes, to which was re-referred Senate File 3063, a bill for an act relating to education finance, adjusting the alternative facilities bonding and levy program, reports the same back with recommendation that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass. Senator Pogemiller from the Committee on Rules and Administration, to which was re-referred Senate File 1770, a bill for an act relating to poverty, establishing the Ladder Out of Poverty Task Force, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill do pass. Senator Pogemiller from the Committee on Rules and Administration, to which was referred under Joint Rule 2.03, together with the committee report thereon, Senate File 3361, a bill for an act relating to real property transfers, prohibiting private transfer fees, reports the same back with the recommendation that the report from the Committee on Judiciary shown in the Journal for May 5th be adopted, that committee recommendation being the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass. And Senator Pogemiller from the Committee on Rules and Administration, to which was referred under Joint Rule 2.03, together with the committee report thereon, Senate File 3398, a bill for an act relating to campaign finance reporting, requiring reports, reports the same back with the recommendation that the report from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, shown in the Journal for May 5th, be adopted, that committee recommendation being the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. And Senator Pogemiller from the Committee on Rules and Administration, to which was referred Senate Resolution Number 181, a Senate resolution relating to rules, reports the same back with the recommendation that the resolution be amended, and when so amended, the resolution do pass.
Senator Pogemiller, move to adopt the committee reports.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports just read by the Secretary be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. And Senator Pogemiller, we need to lay the Senate Resolution 181 on the table.
I would so move.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills.
Senate file numbers 3063, 1770, and 3361.
Second reading.
President, brief recess for the purposes of appointing conference committees.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The Senate is in recess. So I'll come to order, Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, is there a privilege report at the desk?
How did you guess? The Secretary will read the privilege report.
Senator Pogemiller from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on House File 2614, Senators Berglund, Pretner Solon, Lori, Sharon, and Dill. Senator Pogemiller moves the foregoing appointments be approved.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails.
President, any other work at the desk?
That is it. Thirteenth order of business, announcement of Senate interest. Senator Berglund.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. There will be a conference committee of the Health and Human Services budget tonight in room 123. I expect it'll be probably about 9 o'clock.
Other announcements of Senate interest? Seeing none, Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move the Senate adjourn until Friday, May 7th, 12 noon.
On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Friday, May 7th at 12 noon.